We're so close to the weekend. Maybe you're planning on taking a road trip around the state to get out of the heat. But as you cross bridges along the highway, you probably don't think that someone might be under them.
The show's Annika Klein introduces us to some people who are familiar with the underside of bridges and the rooftops of skyscrapers. They're called rope access technicians, and they go to great heights to fix, clean, and maintain structures.
Mike Duran and Casey Gilmore are gearing up. They look like they're about to go rock climbing.
We have synthetic slings, we have wire slings.
And lots of carabiners. But today they're not going too far, only about 10 feet off the ground. This is a training day at Absalon USA headquarters in Deer Valley.
The knot's engaged.
And Duran and Gilmore are hanging from the ceiling. This is where new technicians start, to get comfortable hanging and climbing on ropes.
And lower myself out, right?
Once they get the hang of it and a technician is certified, it's off to work. At 40 feet, 400 feet, and even higher. Duran was the first technician to go under the skywalk at the Grand Canyon, a glass bridge that extends over the edge. Visitors can walk on it to look down into the canyon. Duran was tasked with cleaning it.
I was so hyped up all day long until the moment of truth.
The moment when Duran was faced with the 4,000-foot distance between the skywalk and the bottom of the canyon. It was the highest he had ever worked.
I get to the edge, and it's like, whoop, everything goes quiet.
Then he steps over the edge.
Take a deep breath. You're there. Let's go to work.
Duran's been doing rope access work for about 6 years now. And he says a lot of people aren't really familiar with it. The techs typically get called in as a last resort option.
They'll say, you know, we can't get in there with a crane, we can't get in there with a lift, we can't get in there with a stage, we can't get in there with scaffolding. We need you guys to get us there.
But Absalon CEO Ken Pipisar says it's becoming more well known. The company's next job is for the Arizona Department of Transportation to work on some bridges without closing the freeway. Pipisar says it's a change from what this type of work used to look like.
They use snooper trucks to reach under the bridge and do their inspections, but with us, we can rig it up very quickly and safely, access the area, do our work, and get out without anyone knowing.
The number of technicians is climbing, according to the Society of Professional Rope Access Technicians, or SPRAT. That's one of the organizations that certifies technicians, including those at Absalon. 10 years ago, just under 200 people got a SPRAT certification. Last year, more than 2,000 people did.
A lot of people are looking to enter this field as a career, so we've started doing training at our facility and offer SPRAT certification training for those that want to enter this type of industry.
That's allowed Absalon to do more jobs around the country, contracting the technicians they trained. They've hung above the Space Shuttle Atlantis in the Kennedy Space Center and been on top of multiple casinos on the Las Vegas Strip.
Well, we've changed the light bulbs at the top of the Eiffel Tower at Paris Hotel.
And how many rope access technicians does it take to change a light bulb in the Eiffel Tower?
Two.
One to change the bulb and one on standby for safety, of course. For the show, I'm Annika Klein.